Hey, by the way, you know,
yeah,
folks involved in the social sciences are always trying to figure out the size of the lunatic fringe. You know, I mean, there are people who are really out there, but most of the time they're operating in the shadows. But we have devised, I think, at Car Talk, a foolproof method for getting these people to show themselves.
Yeah.
And the way we did it recently is that we had a call from a fellow named Ben, I think, from Oregon, and he was asking about using biodiesel in a diesel engine. And we said that that would require an engine modification. You can't just use the stuff, but you've got to change a lot of stuff. You've got to heat the stuff. And I forget exactly what we told him, but we were wrong.
Oh.
And the 600 biodiesel
wackos. Lunatic fringe.
Yeah. Wrote to us. I think each one of them sent like 14 or 15 emails. So we got like 9,000 emails from these guys correcting us and excoriating us for having passed out incorrect information. And I guess biodiesel doesn't require any kind of modification of the engine whatsoever.
Yeah, the fat does.
Yeah, if you're gonna go to your local fast food establishment and burn their stuff, then you've got to do a lot of modifications, including shutting off the supply of that and heating it up and doing all kinds of things.
But that's already done with biodiesel.
With biodiesel, you just put the stuff in and you're good to go, according to these 690,000 emails that we got. And you need to do nothing else because the process is already done at the plant.
Yeah, and I think it's great that they're trying to save the planet.
Yeah,
because the rest of us are not.
Well, you think how much oil you leak with your MG.
Yeah,
right. You're leaving a trail of industrial waste behind you as you go. You should switch to biodiesel.
I should.